Hello, Tyler Braden. Hope everything's going well. Hopping right in today, something sort of interesting that popped up into my, my LinkedIn inbox today. And this was a message from a representative from Antler. And I think this is really interesting to sort of check out these firms that are investing, building companies in different ways. So Antler is a global venture capital firm investing in the most exceptional people at the earliest stages. Just a disclaimer, I am not participating in this program. I am not promoting this program. I'm not being paid to advertise this. I just thought this was interesting after checking out a little bit more information on the organization. And what's really fascinating is sort of the way that they're doing it. So again, I mean, everyone's always claiming about differentiation and how they treat founders first and et cetera, et cetera. But what Antler is sort of doing here is almost creating an incubator where they're taking a bunch of talented people that they're vetting, and then they're putting them into a cohort. And you can actually come in with no company and just an idea of what you want to do, and what they're then hoping to do or achieve is to match skill sets so that they can pair two co-founders together. During that process, you get a $3,000 stipend, which is pretty awesome. I mean, in Toronto and lots of places, that's not going to get you too far. But at the same time, if you are trying to de-risk moving from a job or coming out of university or school, this is an awesome way to subsidize some of the work that you're doing as you're building a company. As you go through that process, then what seems to happen here is that there is a select group from those match co-founders who then proceed to the next stage, and that is then a $150,000 investment. Did not define if USD or Canadian for 10% of the company, so about 1.5 million valuation at the company in this early stage. And it's really interesting. I think part of the idea here is a focus on underserved, just founders and talented people who want to accomplish something, but maybe don't necessarily have the people around them, the experience, the ability to raise capital, et cetera, et cetera. And I think the reason why this is then sort of coming to my mind here as on the date of that I'm recording this is that they're launching their second cohort here in Toronto in September. So I'm sort of sharing this. I don't know if this is promotional. I don't know exactly what this is, but just thought this was worthwhile to talk about in a video. And so they're messaging people, holding information sessions now. And if you are a person who probably fits that quality, it seems pretty polished, seems pretty interesting. They do sort of promote, some founder testimonials, which I think is nice. The website is clean. I think under anything in venture capital, there is sort of this possible darkness that can lay. But generally, I like to can still have this sort of optimism and hope that people are good, that they're trying to do the right things and serve people well. So I had got this message from one of the representatives here today or yesterday, thought about attending an information session. And then what they did, I think nicely in advance to filter out people who are interested versus not interested, is share frequently asked questions. Within those frequently asked questions, you can start to understand a lot more about what this program looks like, how you would contribute, how you'd be successful in the program. If you are truly considering this, what stage do you need to be at? What ideas do you have to be at? What other cohorts have existed? And are there any notable startups that have come through that? And then just lots of great applications, and also some understanding of what would make you a successful applicant versus not, the selection process, how you would actually go through that. And then if you are to be one of the people who is invested in, what does that look like? And I think generally it fits a lot of the stages that were sort of parallels with a lot of different of these firms that are doing this. A lot of people would think of Y Combinator. There's 500 startups, there's Techstars, generally around $150,000, sometimes a little bit lower, 6%, and then 10% is a little bit on the high end, but obviously they're sort of incubating you directly in the program itself. So there's a lot of work, or at least you would think that there would be a lot of work to sort of incubate you and set you up for success. The goal there is to then have a demo day where there's a lot of investors, and in that investor day, you are pulling together an investment. So I think one of the, when I think about this, one of the parallels that I've seen and actually participated in early in my life, which was still not that long ago, but it's starting to seem longer ago, was Next36. And Next36 had a very similar model to this. They've had some pretty good portfolio companies come from them. I think I looked at the portfolio companies from Antler, not as much, I mean, at least like well recognized names that I knew, but still, I mean, there's companies that have raised successful Series A, $30 million. I mean, obviously, just because you raise money doesn't necessarily mean that it's a sign of success, but it means hopefully that you're, you know, doing something right. Next 36 has Bridget North, which I believe was acquired for a significant sum, and a couple other companies that have come from there. And it was the same thing. I think I was trying to think the exact age I was, but they sort of brought what in the end was this like weekend, 72 people, sort of talented. I was there, so quotation marks, people into a room. And then basically filtering that down to 36 people who they thought were entrepreneurs who had the most potential in Canada and generally were young, then started to match them and build companies. So that's where a lot of the parallels are. One of my quick experiences, I got to meet a bunch of these people here. And one of the crazy experiences I had with Reza, who's sort of a legend in Toronto, was we all sat down, 76 of us showed up. 72 of us showed up for this weekend. We all got into a room. There was hundreds of people there. Reza gets to the front of the classroom, or whatever, not even a room, a big conference room, and starts saying, you know, calling people's names out. And he starts saying, hey, James, just as an example, you only had a 2.5 GPA in university. Why are you here? And so then this person would have to stand up and defend why they were in the final 72 of this next 36 program. And there's actually a picture of me, and I think I've maybe shared this before, but me putting my head down in this chair and just hoping that I didn't get picked, because of what an intense scrutinizing moment that they then released. And obviously that's part of it. They want to put pressure on you. They want to, you know, see you excel under pressure. But I, you know, that was always will stick out to me. I'll never truly forget that moment. So that was Next 36, a parallel to, I believe, what Antler is doing. Antler with ton of locations, seems originally originated from Singapore. And then, you know, the goal here is that they've got obviously the platform, they've got the cohort based, maybe got some technology stack on the background, and then they're also trying to connect you into community. So I've got a bunch of links here. They do seem to invest. I did check this out just if you're interested. So there is this normal cohort based stage that they go through where they match you with the founders and then they invest with the terms. They do seem to invest in companies that are outside of the cohorts and program two. And they talk a little bit about, you know, what that investment looks like, the instrument, and then pre-seed and seed round companies formed outside of our cohort. So maybe you're further along in your journey. You don't have, maybe you already have a company. Maybe you already have an idea. You've got a co-founder. You're further down the road and going through this program doesn't make sense. But maybe a pre-seed and a seed, you know, maybe a pre-seed or a seed round makes sense from them. So they do say they invest in A series and beyond. They don't lead these investments, but they must have a little bit of powder there for you. And generally looking like, you know, they're moving towards founder friendliness, but at the same time, in the world that we're living in, what does that mean? And then you also think, they've raised about $30 million at least, and to expand into Canada here. So with that, there is obviously a goal to return this money. This is not at all just charity. And so with that investment, they're hoping that one of these companies that they incubate, maybe a couple of these companies, they have a decent return, and then maybe one is an outsized return, hopefully with maybe a unicorn coming together. Who knows? Who knows? So that's just a little bit. I shared a couple of links, but I think I got a little LinkedIn message buzzing on there. I should have muted that, but that's life and you learn. And I'll share these links. I'll share these videos and just thought this was fascinating. There are a couple more information sessions coming up if you are interested in this in this type of investment, whether it's through the cohort or you just want to check out Antler in general. Overall, the messaging was nice. I didn't get to go to the information session, just had a couple things pop up, but maybe worthwhile checking out and look like there is at least something interesting or something to learn, whether you are interested or not. So this has been Tyler Bragdon. I hope you enjoyed this. If you did, I'm talking about, what am I talking about? I'm talking about VC stuff, talking about language, technology, psychedelics ends up usually in this somewhere. We've got Collision coming up, and then, you know, just overall building a little bit of a habit of creating content. If you like it, if you're on YouTube, subscribe. That subscribe is you know, it's going up a little bit. Like it, and then if you're on LinkedIn, feel encouraged to comment, send me a message. Truly appreciate you checking out everything that I'm doing, all the feedback, the messages. That makes me feel like I'm doing something right. Gives me a little bit of incentive to continue. I'm learning along the way, sharing insights along the journey, and obviously a very interesting time in the world right now. So hopefully I'm giving you some valuable perspective along the way. Thank you so much.